Across the country today, some attended peaceful vigils, marches, and demonstrations, while others spent the day sweeping up broken glass, trash, and other debris from protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody. And not long ago in Minneapolis, where Floyd was killed last Monday, a semi-truck drove into a crowd of protesters. That's where NPR's David Shaper is, and he is with us now. David, tell us what happened.
Well, Michelle, it was a pretty disturbing turn of events. There was a huge protest in downtown Minneapolis today. It had started by the TCF Bank football stadium where the Minnesota Vikings play. A very peaceful group, but very large. It grew as the group marched through the downtown area over a couple of the Mississippi River bridges. They did move on to Interstate 35, the main freeway that cuts through downtown here. But police had shut down the freeway in ahead of time so that they could go on it and demonstrate in a safe way. But this large truck, a tanker truck that maybe would be carrying oil or gasoline, somehow got through barriers and around barriers and drove onto to the expressway bridge, and at a high rate of speed was going towards many of the protesters.
Do we know if there were any injuries, David?
There were none. Miraculously, people jumped out of the way and were able to get out of the way. I did talk to some witnesses who said they saw a young woman who was hurt, but from scrapes and bruises as she jumped out of the way of the truck. The truck eventually stopped as protesters jumped on it and got it to stop. They dragged the driver out and started beating him. Police intervened, and he was taken to the hospital where he was both placed under arrest and is being treated for his injuries.
And we don't know any more about the motive here.
We don't. I mean, there's a lot of speculation in the crowd, but I'll just leave that to that because police have not given any sort of motive yet, and they will continue to pursue this and other incidents of violence that occur inside these protests.
Well, tell us a bit more, if you would, about what happened last night in Minneapolis.
Well, I mean, obviously, this has been a tense situation for many, many days, for almost a full week now. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called Saturday, yesterday, a day filled of tension unlike any other in Minnesota. I can tell you what started out as a pretty quiet and peaceful day here has now turned equally tense. But he did credit community residents and with helping calm tensions and get family and friends and neighbors off of the streets and not protesting late at night. While the city and state police, along with more than 4,000 National Guard troops, conducted what he called the most complex public safety operation in state history. It was a significant show of force, and there was tear gas and rubber bullets fired at the protesters who remained on the street. But for the most part, there were not many injuries reported. There was not as much burning and looting and damage of public property.
Now, I understand that the governor said that the police operated in a professional manner. I believe that's the term that he used. But there have been these confrontations, and I do understand that their tactics and the show of force are being questioned. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. You know, the police and the National Guard began to crack down on the protesters pretty quickly right after 8 o'clock local time, which is the time that Walz had set as the curfew for the Twin Cities area. And they fired tear gas and pepper spray into these crowds to disperse otherwise peaceful demonstrators. They also fired on and detained journalists, even though journalists are supposed to be exempt from the curfew order. Walz did apologize for that. But then there was another incident in which police were driving down a residential street fully in riot gear. They stopped, and one officer yelled for residents who were standing on their porch to go inside. When they didn't, he said, light them up, and the other officers fired projectiles and rubber bullets at them. Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington says the incidents are under review, but he defends his officers in saying that they did what they had to do.
These aren't particularly pretty actions that we take. And I can assure you, of all the things the State Patrol would have rather been doing this week and last night, it was anything but what we had to do. But it was necessary.
Yeah, so Michelle, there's just a lot of tension and a lot of people upset, and mostly the fact that they just haven't seen the change that they've wanted to see in terms of police
reform. David, we have to leave it there for now. That's NPR's David Shaffer. David, thank you for your reporting.
My pleasure.